Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Macro Opportunities October Monthly Podcast. For much of October, the focus for financial markets was on the U.S. election on November 3rd and the impact that various outcomes could have. With Democratic nominee Joe Biden maintaining a reasonable lead in the polls and the prospect of the Democrats also gaining control of the Senate, U.S. Treasury bond yields rose, given Biden's intended program of large-scale government spending and associated borrowing. Towards the end of the month, the news flow was dominated by an acceleration of COVID-19 infections in Europe and the U.S., seeing record new highs being set. With no effective alternative strategy to bring the spread of the virus lower, a swath of greater restrictions culminated in new national lockdowns in Germany and France. While not quite as extreme as those imposed earlier in the year, they will obviously weigh on economic activity in the fourth quarter, particularly in the hospitality, leisure, and travel sectors. The crystallization of the downside risk was acknowledged by the European Central Bank at its Governing Council meeting, and it signaled explicitly that additional monetary policy stimulus would be forthcoming at the next meeting in December. This dovish message resulted in lower European government bond yields. In terms of positioning, portfolio effective duration increased by close to 1 year in October, with most of the increase in the 10-year key rate. As a defensive measure, the strategy still maintains a bias toward a flatter U.S. curve in longer-dated rates, taking advantage of the steepness of the 10s-30 roll-down. A small profit was taken on the French oat position as that spread to German bunds compressed to 27 basis points. With recent weak European inflation data and a dramatic increase in infection rates, the strategy increased its short euro currency position versus the US dollar, as both factors should weigh on the currency. Small profits were taken in the Canadian dollar, Australian dollar, and Japanese yen as they strengthened versus the US dollar. In emerging market currencies, the strategy added a new short in the Taiwanese dollar as a positive carry hedge against economic and political risk in East Asia. Overall risk positioning remains focused on maintaining a portfolio flexible enough to withstand increased volatility due to the unpredictability of the virus and the uneven pace of the recovery. So for the outlook going forward, Western Asset maintains its base case outlook for a longer U-shaped global economic recovery. Central bank purchases will likely support continued spread compression and the liquidity of investment-grade credit markets moving forward. Credit fundamentals remain challenged, but we expect a number of sectors to demonstrate resilience, including banking, while others continue to face downgrade pressure. We acknowledge markets remain most sensitive to statistics around the extent of the COVID-19 outbreak. Once we begin to see declines in the viral spread, ultimately the power of the very accommodative policies will combine with an eventual recovery in demand to propel the global economy back toward trendline growth. So that concludes our podcast for October. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.